This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:15 and you're listening to Lynn and Ayman. And for our last story today, we want to talk about the government's proposal to replace the current permanent and pensionable scheme for hiring civil servants to a new contractual one by next year. So this was announced earlier this month by the recently retired Director General of the Public Service Department, Datuk Sri Borhan Dollah.
Yeah, so this is still being studied right now. But the idea behind it is to reduce government spending on pensions, which is currently around 28 billion ringgit a year. So the contract scheme will give the option to leave the public service after a period of time. And it will also allow the civil service to be downsized in phases. And the point about having to leave after a period of time is supposedly in line with Gen Y trends, where these don't stick to a particular job for a long time. So from this contract-based scheme, the government wants to save 5 billion ringgit a year and, you know, to cut down costs.
And of course, there have been those who are worried and have argued that it's going to affect job security and the post-retirement financial security of new civil servants, because after all, the pension is one of the attractions of working in public service, and taking that away might make the private sector look ever more appealing. Those who come in under the new scheme may also miss out on benefits like housing and car loans, though that might jump over to being a higher allowance instead. And I think that actually this is potentially a really big shakeup in terms of how we view the public sector, because really for the longest time it was thought of, I think, as a career for life. Once you go in, you're sorted. You know, it's a steady path. You're going to be there for a very long time. Things change very, very slowly, and you have all that security in no small part because of the pension. But this is, like you said, it's a bit more millennial. It's a bit more of a, well, look, things are changing, so you might not want to stay forever also. So let me give you what I think you want, which is a higher allowance overall. But, and then see, let's see how it goes.
But the, yeah, that's true. But the pension has also been a very useful or important thing for civil servants to have, because like the EPF, when it runs out, then that's it.
Yep.
Whereas for the pension scheme, you get it until you die, basically, and after that, your spouse gets it. So it does provide that long-term security for you and your family, but at the cost of the government coffers. So the idea to cut down on costs is a understandable one, but what really needs to happen is to achieve the cost cutting while also protecting civil servants who work hard day in, day out to execute government policies and keep the machine running.
Yeah, and I think also it's about mindset, right? Because we have had such a long-held, quite cemented view of what civil service means and about the security that civil service entails, it's going to be a little while. I mean, once this goes through, if it goes through, it's going to be quite a while, I think, of shifting that round, of shifting that whole idea on its head, because you have to start getting used to a new reality, right? You have to start adjusting to the fact that, okay, fine, maybe the pension isn't going to be a thing anymore. Maybe a higher allowance instead. Maybe that lifetime of being in this job is not going to be what this is. So I think once that adjusts, we'll be able to better see how people actually feel, because now you're coming from a place of only knowing one thing.
Mm-hmm. I also wonder about how it will affect its ability to attract younger talent in the future. So we said just now that Gen Y are looking for like short-term careers and stuff like that. So working in the civil service does have its reputation, good or bad reputation. That's up to the person. But the security that comes with it has been one of the appeals of it. So if, for example, we have found there is high levels of youth unemployment, for example, can't find jobs in the private sector and whatnot, so the public sector would have been a good option. So it would be interesting to see how, by taking away this benefit of pensions, how it will affect whether young people will be attracted to work for the government.
So we're crossing over now to Azamwan Hashim, who is a researcher at IDEAS, or the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, for his thoughts on this. Azam, thank you so much for joining us. Where do you think the rationale for this proposed move is coming from?
So I think it's important to note that this new scheme is kind of part of the government's effort to reform the public service, which over the years has not seen much reform and has proven to be incredibly expensive for the government. And it's welcoming to see the government acknowledge that the civil service and pension payments have been a huge financial burden to the government coffers. And I think during a time of financial restraints, it's crucial and very timely that the government takes necessary actions to reduce this burden so that our finances can perhaps be used to finance more developmental rather than operational expenditures. The fact that the public service departments are not restricted to hiring on a permanent basis after this new scheme is introduced, this also opens up more avenues for them to continually update their workforce to suit the changing needs of the time. This change will inevitably lead to a more dynamic and a more competitive and hopefully more efficient workforce.
So one of the reasons given for this proposed move is to match the working trends of the younger generation, which are seen to not prefer to remain in a job for a long time. But at the same time, there's less job stability and no pension benefits. How do you predict younger talents will respond to this change?
Well, I think there's two ways to view this. The first one, and this is usually what people think of at first glance, it's generally in the negative direction. So the assumption here is that the reduction in benefits in terms of job security and the guarantee of a permanent job will reduce people's demand to work in the civil service. And I think to a certain degree, it's indeed one aspect that determines people's willingness to work in the civil service. It's quite an attractive benefit to have the pension scheme. But there are many other determinants to why someone chooses to pursue working in the civil service. And I think this is a second potential effect of the new scheme. It's generally more positive. Applicants may also pursue to work in the civil service for non-financial factors, for example. They want to work for a reputable job experience. They may seek competitive pay, or you know, they may just be really eager to contribute to government efforts. So now, instead of seeking civil service employment for the sake of its benefits, this reform may potentially bring out those applicants who are willing to work in the civil service because you know, it's their ambition or it's their passion to be in civil service, or they really want to contribute to government efforts.
But, you know, is there also concern about the welfare of retired civil servants if they don't have a pension, given that salaries are usually lower compared to what the private sector offers?
Well, I'd say that amidst this new scheme, there should also be a balance to mitigate the potential negative effects of you know, introducing a contractual scheme rather than the pension scheme now, because the negative effects, for example, the loss of talent in new applicants, as well as, like you mentioned, a lower welfare of civil servants. So I think lower benefits like no more pension would have to mean kind of better and more competitive pays in the civil service in order to minimize the negative effects, as well as to support an increase in wages altogether. I think the extent, as I've said, to which people work for kind of non-monetary motivations is quite limited. I think at the end of the day, people still care about their employment benefits, such as wages. And I think it's important for the government to kind of balance losing a pension scheme with increasing wages to be more competitive with the private sector.
So there's often the statement that our civil sector needs to be trimmed down and made more efficient. Is this the change that's needed to get there?
Well, yes. I think it would lead to a more efficient civil service. it won't be the end all and be all solution to greater efficiency, but I think it would definitely lead to greater efficiency. The Public Service Act protects the employee from easy termination. So there's job security still irrespective of your quality of output. So prior to this introduction of the contractual scheme, you would still be insured a job regardless of time as well. And then you'd still get benefits even after your retirement. To a certain degree, the fact that there is so much job security may also be a reason to the inefficiency of public services. I think that a reduction of this job, I guess you could call it guarantee, will ensure greater competition and greater pressure for those working within the civil service to perform.
So are we looking to ensure some sort of level of preparedness before implementing this change?
Well, I think the developments that we've seen so far in terms of the government announcing the plan proposal to take out the pension scheme with the introduction of the new contractual scheme a year ahead of its planned implementation, I think that's a welcoming sight. I think that's part of the preparedness that you're talking about. We've seen within the PH government in the past the increasing importance of proper messaging and signaling to the public of the intentions behind policy decisions in order to prevent a backlash from the public when it comes to these kind of difficult but financially necessary decisions from the government. I think it's crucial to effectively convey the message and the purpose of the new policies. In this case, it's to lighten the load on government coffers and also to increase efficiency within the civil service. Apart from the contractual scheme, I believe it's crucial that the government also addresses other aspects of the civil service, introducing, you know, digitization or increasing inter-ministerial cooperation. I think that would ensure greater efficiency in the future.
Azam, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Azam Wan Hashim, researcher at IDEAS, weighing in on this change from our pension scheme to one that's going to look more contractual, really. Mm-hmm. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.